Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the All-American Ron Simmons, and you're listening to Cassio's Cut. Damn!
So here, I just thought of something that happened a couple weeks ago in this room. You know, as we work together, we get to know each other better. And of course, there's something new about you that got revealed a couple weeks ago that,
what was that?
I need to pull the curtain back and let everybody know.
Oh, gosh.
I was thinking about it on the way in this morning.
No telling.
And I giggled about it. You said, and tell me if I'm incorrect, you said if a song... if the words in a song don't rhyme in the first verse, you're out.
I'm out.
What does that mean?
Well, you're writing a song, or you've listened to a song and bought it. The easiest thing to do is make it rhyme. If the first line don't rhyme, I'm out.
Are you saying there's no investment in the songwriter if his song doesn't rhyme? Like he's not spending enough time with it, not
all
working
songs,
hard enough?
All songs rhyme.
Well, some songs don't.
Most songs rhyme.
Songs at their essence are a poem.
Exactly,
and
which
sometimes,
is why they rhyme.
Sometimes poems don't rhyme.
No. Majority of the time they rhyme.
You killed me when you said that because we were listening to... I wish I could remember what it was. I'd play it right now. But you physically tuned out of it. You were like, nah, I'm out.
It was a guy...
It didn't rhyme.
It was a guy that sent us a Southern rock song. And, you know... he was, I don't know where he's from. It wasn't from here. Anyway, I gave him, because there's numerous ways you can make it rhyme. You don't have to go, this line A rhymes with this line B.
Mm-hmm.
You could go A, B, and C rhymes with D, C, you know, down the line.
You just need it to rhyme.
At some point, you got to give me a rhyme. And he went through 3-4 different versions of where I thought he could make it rhyme and didn't, so I'm out. It's a song. It is a song. If you can't give me a rhyming word, I'm out.
I loved how quickly you tuned out. You were gone. You were not interested. You literally moved on to another subject. Done with it.
Does that not mess you up?
I've never cared. I mean... I wish I had an example. Some songs
don't rhyme. Enter Sandman. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone. Boom. You're in. You got me. Not only did you rhyme, you threw 3 lines at me that rhyme. Songs rhyme. It's not hard to make a line rhyme. You're writing it. You can make whatever you want.
Does your boy Jason Isbell rhyme every time?
Yes.
He does?
Bring it.
Somebody at some point that you listen to in your life hasn't rhymed and you've been okay with it.
No, because I'm out. I just tune it out. Jason Isbell, cover me up. A heart on the run keeps a hand on a gun. It can't trust anyone. It's real simple. You're creating it. You choose the words. They're not forcing you to use words. Come on. What do you want?
Look up Charlie Daniels Band. Look up anybody.
Kings of Leon use somebody. Let's see if that.
Kings of Leon use somebody. Do they rhyme every single line?
Kings of Leon use somebody lyrics. Here, this could be a big one again. I don't remember the first.
By the way, before we read this, you were a huge Kings of Leon fan.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. Boom! Rhyme and get out of here. Let's go home. What'd you say?
Woo.
What'd you say a second ago? Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah, just anybody. C.D. Marshall, Tucker, Eddie, Skinner. Did they rhyme every time?
Yeah, Skinner rhymed with the best of them.
Did they?
Come on, man. Leonard Skinner, Simple Man. Lyrics. Here we go. Lyrics. Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son. Boom, rhyme, let's go home together and make good music. It's all good. It's easy. I don't understand.
I just pulled up Michael Jackson's Beat It. Let's see. They told him, you don't ever come around here. They don't want to see your face. You better disappear.
Oh, rhyme.
The fire's in their eyes. The words are really clear.
Let's make some music and go home together.
You better run. You better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood. Don't want to be a macho
better
man.
Run, you better do what you can.
You want to be tough. Better do what you can.
See? It's real easy. All great songs rhyme.
Well, note to musicians, if you plan on sending something here for Casio to play, it better.
I'm just saying, if you send it to us, you're looking for feedback. Well, I'll tell you, if you can't rhyme, I ain't getting to the chorus.
You won't get past the first verse.
I can't tell you that.
You heard him not rhyme two lines,
yeah.
And you were gone.
Did you see the switch flip off?
Yes.
It was off fast.
You push your chair away and you went out.
Cut the lights. If I would have been in my car, I would have pushed eject. Out. That would have been eject. I went. That would have been my buddies. Hey, I got you a CD. You should check it out because I don't want any interest in it.
We will flat peel the layers back off these onions.
Hey, this is the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and I'm listening to Jimbo and
Casio.
Oh my God. Hey, this is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. 16 times. Woo, you're world champion. I'm listening to Jimbo and Casio on Rocket 95.1. Don't miss it. Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
Milwaukee Hotel is a winner already.
All right.
Star Wars nerds, you're going to love this.
You ever been to Milwaukee?
Never have.
No, me neither.
Never been through Wisconsin.
Me neither.
The Milwaukee Hotel, a Milwaukee Hotel, is announcing the opening of a Star Wars-themed bar. It's called Bar Far, Far Away.
Okay.
It'll be open Thanksgiving-ish. It features private caverns, candlelit tables inspired by the Cantina Room in Star Wars, the original Star Wars film. Lounge rooms take inspiration from famous Star Wars planets like Endor, Hoth, Tatooine, and Cloud City. Menu items include cocktails like the Millennium Falcon. They will be social distancing and require mask wearing in this new Star Wars hotel called the new bar called Bar Far, Far Away. Mm. Bar Far, Far Away.
Do you like it?
I think they could have done some more work on that name.
Well, they were probably trying to stick away from copyright and Lucasfilm getting all over them.
Probably. I wonder how they're getting away with that inside. It's probably going to look just like... I hope it looks just like Star Wars. I'd need it to. If I was going to go in there, I'd need it to look just like the Cantina scene.
Did you say they had food?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, they got menu items. They got food that takes inspiration from the movie. And one cocktail called the Millennium Falcon. That doesn't list the ingredients. I wish it did.
What do they got to sandwich? The Obi-Wan bologna.
If they missed it, they missed a great opportunity if they don't. A great opportunity. Obi-Wan bologna.
Huh? What if all the drinks came out in Jar Jars?
Hey!
See, now I'm in on this place.
See, you could have been there on the creative first meeting.
Chocolate chip Wookiees?
Nice. Wait, nice.
We're doing it here.
I baked some chocolate chip Wookiees last night.
Princess Leia hair buns?
Maybe they're like a cinnamon bun or something, you know what I mean?
Sure, and make them look like the when she rolled her hair up on the side.
Yes.
Nice work.
What are we doing?
What about Luke Skywalker? What could be named?
Luke Skywalker.
I
was going to say your server could be a Darth Vader.
A Darth Vader. Very nice. I hope they thought of all these.
And they come out and they give you your stuff and they're like, use the forks, Luke. I like this.
I do too.
I like it.
I like it so much. I want to go. Now I want to go to Milwaukee. Now it's a destination city for me.
A Sith kebab.
A Sith kebab. You're nailing them all. They need all this on the menu.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
Boba Fett tea.
Boba Fett tea. I love Boba tea.
Oh, yeah.
I like those little things at the bottom of Boba tea.
You love it.
The bubbles.
You love it.
Yes, I would. I would love every minute of being in the bar far, far away.
And then Darth Taters.
Yeah! Darth Tater Tots. Number one.
Darth Tater Tots.
Number one.
This is what we need.
What if you put black food coloring on him, since he was always all, he had such a black theme, his costume was all black.
All right.
And you made the tater tots black?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool.
Just had a Wookiee steak. It was a little chewy.
A Wookiee steak that was a little chewy. Nice work over there. Bar far, far away, opening around Thanksgiving in Milwaukee.
I see a potato, one of those stuffed baked potatoes. I called it a Chew Baker.
Chew Baker.
Have that pulled pork. It looks like his hair.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I want to eat here.
And your server had to go. When they served it.
Yes.
Far, far, far away. And that's your stupid news out of Milwaukee.
Hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. Huh? You doing good? I am. I'm listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocky 95. Point one.
Jimbo, do you worry a lot about when you leave the house? Like, do you worry about your apartment?
No.
No worries.
Nope. Got a camera in there. I can see everything that goes on.
A new survey of, what do we call it? Study finds.
Study finds?
Study finds segment. Someone polled the people to find out the top things we forgot to do after leaving the house. What about that?
I have some little ticks that I have to, there's some boxes I have to tick before I leave the house.
One's the chapstick box.
Oh, chapstick's in my pocket every time I leave the house.
That's what I mean. Do you check it to make sure?
It's in my last minute wallet, chapstick, pocket knife.
All right. So here's the top 10 things people stress about that we forgot to do after leaving the house.
Leave something on.
A little bit, yeah, a couple of those. So it says, one, this people with the yard, did I leave the gate open?
Ooh, leave the gate open, especially with dogs.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
Number nine, did I leave something valuable sitting out, like a burglar might see it through the window and decide to break in?
That's one of the perks of owning your own home that I don't, I don't have that perk.
Number eight, is my hair curler or straightener still on? So there's your still on gimmick.
Yep.
Did I leave the sink on?
Leave the sink on? Like water running?
How could you leave the sink?
You can't walk away from a sink with water running.
I was going to say, I don't leave the room without the sink on.
No, I can't imagine that that's a problem for people. That would never be a problem in my house.
At number six, did I turn the burner on the stove off all the way? I've left it on low. Not left the house, but I've accidentally left it on low. You know, like when you... I'll cook and maybe Big Booty Judy's not home yet.
Yeah.
And I'll turn I'll turn the pots on low or whatever, and I'll forget to cut.
Oh, to keep stuff warm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go later. Or the oven.
I will constantly, when I walk into the kitchen, my first glance is to the stove / oven to make sure there's no red lights on.
Yeah. Six is burner, and then five is oven off.
Yeah.
I forget to turn the oven off a bunch. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I have too. And I pulled an idiot move the other day. What did I have? I was trying to dry something off.
Okay.
So I had a genius move. I thought, oh, well, I'll just turn the oven on the lowest possible temperature 250 what? Or 230 or whatever it is, and put this item in there. I think it was a towel, maybe a dish rag type thing. It was wet, and I didn't want it wet anymore. And I left it in there, forgot it was in there, turned the oven off, and then a couple days later, I turned the oven back on and forgot it was in there, and it was smoking pretty good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great. I just forgot about that.
Do you need a live-in nurse?
No, I just forgot about that thing in there.
Why didn't you throw the hand towel in the dryer?
I'm not turning the dryer on for one thing.
But you'll turn your oven on?
Well, I had what I thought was a moment of clarity. It was not a smart move. It was not a smart move.
If there's a home health nurse listening, we got to do safety checks on Jimbo now.
Welfare check.
Number four, did I leave the iron on? A lot of leaving stuff on in this list.
Yeah.
Leave the iron on. Did I leave something plugged in? Did I leave the window open? Did I leave the door unlocked?
Ooh, the door unlocked. That's the thing. I'll check my door two or three times before I walk away from it.
Well, I lock mine from the outside. Do you lock yours from the outside or yours inside?
No, outside.
Okay. So that way I make sure it's just in my head. I know it's locked.
But then I turn the handle and push it to make sure it's locked. Okay. Just to make sure.
Just outside the top 10 was leaving the heat or the lights or the TV on.
Heat on. Heat on's not a problem. Leave a light on. I have one of those things on my phone where I can turn lights on and off, so I can handle that from somewhere else. Yeah.
I'd say that gets me the whole time. I mean, it depends on what I'm leaving for. I really don't think of anything if I'm running to the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Hey, I got a friend who she can't leave her house with anything plugged into a wall.
For what?
She thinks it's going to start a fire. Something's plugged in a wall and she's not there.
And here you are throwing towels in the oven. I mean, y'all are on different ends of the spectrum.
Hey, she unplugs every plug in the house. I said, you got to reset your alarm clock every time? Yeah, I don't care. I just can't leave the house with it plugged in.
Okay.
That's a little bit extreme to me, but.
I'm going to let you talk about your friend, but I think you can say the right things. It's your friend.
She's great. She just gets paranoid about stuff being plugged in while she's gone.
Sure.
I mean, everything comes out of the wall, which means when she comes back home, everything has to go back in the wall.
Does she tell you how much she dabbles in meth, or is it just?
I don't know. I don't have any friends on meth that I know of.
I'm just wondering where this paranoia is coming in. Well, we got to unplug everything.
I think something must have happened at some time, maybe in her childhood. I've never asked her about it because I don't want
to. Yeah, I was going to say, did her childhood home burn to the ground because the toaster was plugged in?
Nope. Maybe a small fire started or something that's just in her head now. But she can't leave the house with anything. Hey, she's to where if she doesn't need a kitchen utensil, it's unplugged. But it's sitting there on the counter, but it's just unplugged. Then as she needs it, she'll plug it in and use it and then unplug it.
What about she knows there's things plugged in, right?
She's what?
She knows there's things plugged in, right?
She unplugs everything.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't unplug her fridge. She doesn't unplug her TV. She doesn't unplug her stove, her washer and dryer.
I asked her once if she unplugged the dryer, and she panicked. She said, I didn't know the dryer was plugged in. So now that's a thing. Well, I created that for her. I didn't know the dryer was plugged in.
Have y'all ever thought about getting married?
No.
Because she'd save you from burning your house down by unplugging the stove every time you dried a towel.
I'll tell you this, her husband is a very patient man.
Yeah, you got that right. Because a lot of people would unplug from that marriage.
Yeah, that's a fact.
This is Chris Rock. You're listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Jimbo, we talked about it a little earlier. What we've discussed is I have goals. 1.3 pounds of mashed potatoes in 30 seconds.
I thought you were going to do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, where all the mashed potatoes are.
Nah, my family would kill me if I ate all the mashed potatoes.
Mm.
They would crush me.
Mm.
That'll happen at some point. I got to start prepping. I need like a test run. I need to get like...
I just saw your post. You do have a legit shot at winning this.
Of getting the world record?
Yeah, but you need to have the Guinness. But you need to call the Guinness people first. They've got to be there because you've got to have this record.
What I need to do is, do you think I should start with 1.3 pounds and see how fast it takes me to eat it?
I'd just eat it casual and
see what we're up against.
Work your way. I'd start at a half a pound and then start working your way up slowly.
What I'm saying is, should I start with the speed factor or start with the size factor?
I think you need to work on both simultaneously. Speed's important.
Because I'm going to tell you, like the family style where they, those restaurants where they bring you, hey, this is meant for the table, mm-hmm. two or three people. Well, that's mine. That's
you,
my size.
You could pummel that. Yeah. I've said many times on the show, my first buffet with you, first time I ever ate with you at a buffet, you got a plate
yeah.
like everybody else.
Yeah.
Except you skipped in the line ahead to the mashed potatoes.
Jumped over two sections, didn't I?
Yeah, but here's what happened.
Hmm?
You then made about a 1-inch cake of mashed potato on the plate.
Tell them.
And started putting food on top of the mashed potatoes.
Drop it on them. Hmm? Drop that knowledge.
That's how you did. By the way, that was pro buffeting.
You ever heard base layer?
That was professional buffeting if I've ever seen
it. If you're going to paint, you got to lay down primer.
You painted, son. You painted, and that buffet paid for it.
Huh?
They paid in the lack of loss of food.
It also makes it look like I don't have that much food, but you forget the base layer. You know what I mean?
By the way, you had a clean plate at the end of that meal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they didn't need to put it in the dishwasher.
No.
It was... You went to work.
See, I think I need to go 1.3 and start working on the speed later. Like, let me see what 1.3 feels like at a casual pace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Start however you want.
By the way,
you're going to have to work on amount and speed equally. Because you're going to have to raise that amount to at least a pound and a half.
I mean, if I could just get a pound of taters and just... Not full-blown Kobayashi style, you know, what's his name, Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
But just give me a pound of taters and let me casually just keep spooning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but put a clock on it. Put a clock on it.
You know, I need to time it to see where I'm. I need like a starting point.
Yeah.
What's it casually take me to eat 1.3 and then how much time am I going to have to shave off that?
Well, now as it stands, you can eat a plate of mashed potatoes way before I finished my first plate.
No, I haven't found a rival. I'm Joey Chestnut. I haven't found Kobayashi. You know what I mean? Until this guy. This guy that's got the records, the jam.
Well, this attracted you because it's mashed potatoes. That's your favorite food on the planet.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, now, see, you got woke to the mashed potato record this morning in front of all of us, and now you've got a goal for 2019.
He's from Germany. First of all, I got to do it for USA.
Wow, the German mashed potato game is strong, by the way.
Andre Ortolf.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in 2016. Most mashed potatoes eaten in 30 seconds. It's 21 ounces. 21.09 ounces, which is just under 1.3 pounds.
Well, you need to, I mean, you can read all those stats you want. You got to start with a pound tomorrow.
For his attempt, Andre used commercially available instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah, just ones you mix with water. It's easy as pie. I'll go buy a box of mashed potato spuds, that powder mix. See what you can do. I need you to go to work on it.
You know, it's good. It's good having goals out there. You know, that's what all the motivational guys tell you. You don't know if you're going to drown unless you jump in.
Will you be thinking about this tomorrow?
I just told you, my breakfast today was a Pop-Tart out of the vending machine. And since you don't have a toaster, I like to heat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I go 10 seconds. The back of the package says 3, which I don't even know why you're microwaving it for 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What kind of rule is that? At the Pop-Tart factory, did somebody go 5 seconds and say, this is way too much?
Brian Regan does a great bit on it about who is that strapped for time that they go, we got to get 3 seconds. I need breakfast now. Put it in the microwave. Pull it out. Let's eat it. Why don't you just eat it if you're going to do 3 seconds? Anyway, I was supposed to do it for 10 seconds, And I just quick always hit the easy 30-second button to get it started, and then I just pull it out. I literally was staring at the microwave and zoned out on mashed potatoes. And microwaved my Pop-Tart for 30 seconds.
I like it when you have a focus.
How about I went, beep, it beeped. I went, where am I? I was completely gone.
When you're goal-driven, 2019, you've got this goal in your mind. You're going to be thinking about it tomorrow when that mashed potato bin comes out.
There's a lot of logistics. Oh, yeah. There's some logistics involved.
Will you have an extra spoon of mashed potatoes tomorrow just to kind of kick tires on it and see how?
Yeah. By the way, how big is 1.3 pounds of mashed potatoes going to look on a plate?
It's a lot.
It's going to be a lot. Because I'm used to getting a layer, going back and getting some more.
Right.
Where you don't see it piled up.
It's going to be daunting. It's going to be a daunting task.
It's going to scare me at first.
You don't need to go into it cold. That's why you need to start tomorrow. Have one extra spoonful of mashed potatoes every time you have mashed potatoes between now and 2019. You got a Christmas meal. I know there's mashed potatoes there. You got mashed potatoes tomorrow. You got a lot of mashed potato time this holiday season.
So here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Between tomorrow and Christmas, I'm gonna knock back on the other foods.
Yeah.
And get an extra scoop.
Yes.
Or two.
Correct.
And start getting this ready.
That's the way it needs to go.
Hmm.
You hungry for them right now?
I'm just trying to live my best life, y'all, and I don't know why y'all are keeping me from it. I need a world record on my resume. I need it.
Hey, everybody, this is Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down, and you are listening to Jimbo and Cassio on, damn it, I forgot, on Rocket 95.1.
Hey, guys.
Look at this guy.
Hey.
Pat Patrick.
How's it going?
Pat, we love it when you come in. How are you?
I got some facts for you guys.
Oh, Pat, facts. Get right to the point. Pat, are you guys back to work yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, you're working virtually.
Yeah, we're at the Adult Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients are in a high-risk group.
you think? All right, Pat, you got some facts. Let's line it up.
Pat facts. Facts with Pat Patrick.
That's pretty good.
Nailed it.
Jimbo!
Huh?
These are all body facts today.
Body facts?
Yeah, you need to learn about your body here in Corona time. We're all trying to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, learn about your body.
I'm interested.
Jimbo, did you know that there are 46 miles of nerves in your body.
46 miles?
Yes.
Good gosh.
Listen, somebody says hit a nerve, that was an easy target.
Giant's a sitting duck.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea we had 46 miles of anything in our bodies.
Jimbo, did you know that your fingernails grow 4 times faster than your toenails?
Do they really?
You ever notice you got to get rid of your fingernails faster?
You know, now that you say that, I do.
4 times faster.
I need to cut them right now, as a matter of fact.
Do you?
Yeah.
Jimbo, did you know it's impossible to sneeze without closing your eyes?
I wish I had a sneeze so I could test that theory.
You don't want that. What if people would just stare at you? What? At you! You don't want that. That's frightening. That is frightening. Where'd you go? The song is jamming. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? I got you. That look?
You sneezing with your eyes open is the greatest face in the world. Okay. I'm back.
Jimbo!
Yeah.
Did you know if you're a woman, you're not a woman.
No.
But if you are a woman, your body will produce 7 million egg cells over your lifetime.
7 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cassie is just waiting for one from his chickens.
I don't think his chickens have produced eggs yet. They're still waiting.
He's just waiting on one.
Yeah.
You ladies out there get 7 million. Jimbo, did you know you and other average folks have 4.4 pounds of bacteria living inside you?
These numbers are astounding.
Yeah, that's the point. We don't even know our body.
46 miles of nerves.
Yeah. Think it up. At least 40,000 of those bacteria living in your mouth.
Are they good or bad?
Both.
Okay, so
just bacteria everywhere.
As long as there's some good fighting the bad.
Jimbo, did you know there are more than 100 viruses that can cause the runny nose? No. You don't know what you got if you got a runny nose.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll have a runny nose, but I'm not sick.
And just remember, if that runny nose causes you to sneeze, achoo! You can't keep your eyes open. It gets you every time.
That face.
Jimbo, your brain generates more electrical impulses each day than all the telephones in the world put together.
What is happening?
See?
Our bodies are doing things we don't even understand.
We are a high-tech supercomputer.
We are.
Jimbo, normally, how many times do you think you breathe a day?
I breathe a day?
Yeah. What's normal, you think?
Maybe 8 to 10 times a minute?
23,000 times a day.
What? That's how many times we breathe, and we don't even think about it.
It's a lot of breaths.
You just breathe without knowing it.
A lot of breaths. Jimbo, you were born with 300 bones in your body.
300 bones?
Yes, but as an adult, you only have 206.
Where'd the other ones go?
Some of them just dissolve when you grow up.
They just dissolve.
Now, as an adult, you got 206 bones in your body.
206?
Yes. Maybe 208 if it's a weekend. Jimbo, the strongest muscle in your body is your tongue.
Yeah, I did know that. I'd heard that before.
Oh, did you?
I'd heard that before.
Somebody showed you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why or when it happened, but I think I've heard that before.
Okay. Jimbo, when you were first born, you had 14 billion cells in your brain.
They're not there anymore. I don't have
that
many. That's
the most you ever had.
Yeah.
After age 25, you lose 100,000 brain cells per day, and approximately 70 of your brain cells died off while you're listening to this.
70?
Yeah.
Where do
more
they go?
For you.
Do they
just laughing hard?
Do they morph into the other brain
They're
cells?
They're just dead.
Or you just pee them out?
Yeah. That's just pee them out from your hand.
Well, I mean, I figured they just go into your system and they go.
I think that's what happens when you sneeze them out. Achoo!
That face, those
I
eyes.
I feel a sneeze coming on. Jimbo!
You're right. Nobody wants anybody to ever sneeze with eyes open.
Close your eyes and be a normal human.
Way creepy. Yes.
Jimbo, right now, your small intestines are about 8.5 feet long.
Right, this very minute.
This very minute. After death, your muscles relax and they reach over 19 feet long.
What is happening?
Ooh, that's a long poop shoot.
Don't need it anymore.
Jimbo, women blink their peepers twice as often as men do.
Their peepers? You mean
their
eyes?
Oh. Women blink twice as many.
Why is that?
Now I'm going to have to be checking out the lady.
Cause what is it? All that eye makeup or something?
I don't know. It's just a natural thing, it says. Huh. Jimbo, how about this?
What?
Did you know?
What you got, Pat?
Did you know that you don't grow your kneecaps until you're age 2?
No, I did not know that.
You see them little babies and it looks like they got the fat legs?
Yeah.
It's because they don't have kneecaps. Yeah, so it's just that little indention waiting for the kneecap to come on in.
That's why I love babies' legs so much.
Yeah, they're just little fat chunks.
You have to pinch them.
Jimbo, did you know humans are the only animals with the ability to draw a straight line?
Well,
that's what separates.
Wow. No. I mean, now that you say it, it makes perfect sense. What animal would need a straight
line? Not even the primates can draw a straight line.
Just us.
How about that?
I feel superior.
Jimbo, smile. You just used 17 muscles in your face.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Didn't feel like it.
It's good. It's good to muscles. Use some muscles in your face. Jimbo, how about this? Last couple. It's easy for your lungs to handle all the air. The surface area is equal to that of a tennis court if you laid them out.
Your lungs?
Yes.
Good gosh.
All packed inside you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Jim, on average, you'll grow 450 miles of hair in your lifetime.
Mine stopped.
Yeah, you stopped. You took an exit off the interstate.
This pink dye hadn't helped hair growth either.
And last but not least, Jimbo, you'll bend your fingers about 25 million times in your life.
I bet more now that we have keyboards and we type everything.
25 million times.
That is unbelievable.
How about those facts?
Our bodies are doing things we don't even know.
No, we just take it for granted.
We do. We take it big time for granted. Thanks, Pat Patrick, everybody.
Do you know your body?
Now I do. I clearly did not before.
Y'all spend some time this weekend getting to know your body.
Thanks.
See how much things stretch and pull and lay out.
Thanks for coming in, Pat.
Thanks for having me. C++
Facts, Pat Facts, Facts with Pat Patrick.
What's up? This is Ben.
This is Chris.
This is John Fred.
And this is John. We are from Blackstone Cherry. You're listening to Jimbo and Cassio.
Rocking 95.1.
All right, for almost 8 years now, you've been giving me a bunch of S about what I eat, how weird I eat.
Yeah, you're very you're an odd bird.
You don't like that I like waffles. You don't like that I like cranberry sauce.
I don't like cranberry sauce. The waffles thing that gets me because you double burn it and eat it at like 3 p.m. every day.
Sure. Now, there's not one thing. You name one thing wrong with that right now.
I just said it was odd. Don't get your oddities wrong for me not liking waffles.
You don't like that I haven't ever had spam.
Kills me. 2020, we're going to change it. I'd love to change the world. And it starts by you eating spam.
You know, Kiss is my jam, right?
Kiss is your jam.
So we woke up to this tweet trending this morning from Gene Simmons.
By the way, if Gene Simmons is trending, you never know what's about to happen.
He has a picture of himself and a bowl of cereal.
Okay.
His caption is, anybody else put ice cubes in their cereal?
Ice cubes in their cereal.
Ice cubes. Now I have a lot of comments.
Okay.
First of all, I love my cereal. I have cereal every morning. I've never once put ice cubes in my cereal.
What's that cereal he's eating?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. It looks like Frosted Mini Wheats. I don't know what the O cereal is. I can't tell what that is.
But even his Wheats, look, it's got.
But he mixed two, which is always a jam for me too. I always mix cereal, so I'm in on that. But I don't know what he's mixed. I definitely recognize the Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah, but look, it's got a foreign language on it. It's got like French or something, look.
Yeah, fate de gré. Is he in a foreign country?
I don't know.
I wish I could see what the O cereal is.
Well, the top reply, by the way, is his son, Nick, who's very funny. If you ever watched
his son's great.
The reality show.
His son's hilarious.
He put 30 years. 30 years watching him do this. This is my life.
Nick Simmons.
Huh?
Well, he gets a follow for that. He wins.
I retweeted it from the Rocket Twitter.
Prince Izzy, whoever this is, says, why not just freeze milk in an ice tray and use that so the milk won't get watered down? I do this with coffee. My weird eating doesn't hold a candle to this weird stuff here.
But he left too many questions. What's the point of the ice?
Is it because the milk was hot? That's on him if the milk was hot.
Well, that means it's spoiled.
He should have put it in the fridge. Different part of the fridge.
Do you drink milk with ice?
No. No.
Like if I just had a glass of milk, would you say put some ice in it?
Ice and milk do not party at my house.
Well, here's the deal, though. I need it as cold as humanly possible, though.
Every time. No, every time.
I need it cold.
Almost to where it has ice, a little icy in it, you know, like it's frosty.
Yeah.
Cherry Jacobus retweeted, nobody does that.
Those are, by the way, Oreo O's.
Scott Simpson, I'm an actual person. I've been doing it for 35 years. I've never heard of ice in cereal.
Did you sleep on the fact that he's eating Oreo O's?
Who is?
Gene Simmons. That's the cereal he's eating.
Oreo O's?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, people are in the comments going, everyone focused on the ice instead of the revolutionary breakfast innovation that is combining Frosted Mini Wheats with Oreo O's.
Oreo O's? Well, that's my jam.
Huh?
How do I not know about Oreo O's yet? Is he in a foreign country and they have different cereal?
I was about to say, you need to get on Gene Simmons' level, son.
Well, I'm going to the store today.
Iced milk with Oreo-O's.
Are you kidding me? Oreo-O's and Frosted Mini-Wheats in the same bowl with ice and milk for Gene Simmons.
Somebody tweeted... Somebody tweeted, y'all need to calm down. Worse things have been in Gene Simmons' mouth. Yeah.
That's a fact.
He's right.
That's a fact.
He is right.
Nick Simmons! His kid, though, Nick, that's just funny. That's straight up funny. 30 years. 30 years watching him do this. This is my life. Getting a retweet and a like on that, and I'm going to start following Nick Simmons. Just for that one tweet.
Well, we retweeted it from the Rocket Twitter, at the Rocket 951.
Okay, so I don't want to hear it. If I post another food deal on Facebook or wherever I post it,
Well, the bigger issue now is that you dropped the ball on Oreo-O's.
That's going to get remedied today.
You let us all down.
That's going to get fixed today, and I'm giving a full report tomorrow.
It's 2020. You can order them right now on Amazon.
Know this. Know this. It will not be mixed with ice.
When we return for 2021, I mean, that's a big if. But if we return for January 2nd, 2021.
1 year from now?
Yeah. Will you have had Oreo-O's?
I'll have Oreo-O's by the end of this day.
Hi, this is Arnold. Listen to me. Okay, spit all over this microphone. Sorry about that. Can we do it again one more time? All right, here we go. All right, ready? Get down, get to the chopper, and listen to Rocket 95.1.
Keep it on the rocket.
Oh, yeah, that music means one thing. Somebody's rolling in from Paint Rock, Alabama. The Paint Rock Playboy, Luther Green, the Love Machine.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry.
Luther!
Ain't gonna have no trouble this weekend with that river. Some bitch gonna fill up because the damn hurricane's coming. It's gonna be a twister.
A twister? I think it's probably just rain here, but yeah.
Drake and Shine on Seashell Island was damn fine. There's a damn rhyme this time. Here I go again.
Look at you. Did you go to Shell Island? We went to Shell Island.
Yeah, hell yeah. We rented a damn float boat. What you call them boats?
A what? A float boat.
One of them float boats.
A pontoon?
Pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Ruby Drove.
Well, that sounds fun.
I couldn't tell you this while I was down there in Florida last week. I got a big old announcement.
Oh, no. What is it? Is it a good announcement or bad?
I got a big old damn announcement about the preserve. Okay. Everybody who hears this can come to the Paint Rock Preserve this weekend and see my newest thing to see.
What's that?
Me and Ruby done it this time.
Oh, gosh. By the way, you don't own the preserve. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's mine. It's me and Booney.
Did you pay somebody for it?
No, hell no. We just put a damn fence up.
You just set up shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I done hooked up with some boys from Luverne.
Luverne, Florida?
Yeah.
Way down there. I mean, Alabama right there. That's the Pepsi plant.
Yeah. That's my boys.
Yeah, what you got?
Let me tell you what, them some bitches in Luverne can boil some damn peanuts.
I saw a lot of signs for fresh boiled peanuts.
Them boys can boil. They got peanuts dialed in, son.
All right.
We done fished out a damn flipper from Shell Island.
What do you mean? What's a flipper?
Got us a porpoise.
A dolphin?
One of them that breathes through his head. Right there, it's got a hole in the top of his head.
It's either a dolphin or a whale, so I imagine you caught a dolphin.
Yeah, gray. He's gray. We done named him Shine.
I think that might be illegal.
He loves that preserve, son.
Wait, you brought him up here?
Yeah. He's swimming in the preserve right now. He's in the lake over at the preserve.
Well, it's not saltwater, though. He's a saltwater fish.
He don't give no damn.
He gives a lot of dams.
Long as he's in water, he's all right.
He gives all the dams.
I got to tell you a little bit, though. He did change colors a little bit. He ain't quite as gray as he was at the first.
Sure. You know why? He's not feeling well. That's him giving a damn.
All y'all can come see Shine for $25 starting tomorrow.
So many felonies involved in this one. So many.
For $30, I'm going to let you pet him.
Well, if I'm going in, I'm petting him. But I'm not going in to begin with.
I can't figure out if flippers like ducks or not.
What do you mean?
I got a lot of ducks over.
Preserve?
Well, they're used to birds in the ocean where they live.
He keeps jumping up and down, jumping up out the water, and cutting. He'll arch that back and fall back down nose first.
Yeah, he's trying to get out. That's what he's doing. He's trying to escape and live.
I think he ain't never been happier. He got people that loves him.
That is a false statement.
Scooter cried when I dumped him at the trailer.
Yeah, I would too. Well, bro, it's not a pleasant sight.
Hey, he'll make a noise like this right here.
What's that?
Yeah.
What was that?
He'll click. He makes a clicking sound, and then he'll go, You ever been around a flipper before? What do you call him? Dolphin, porpoise, what is it?
Dolphin. What does he do?
He'll go, jump up out the water, flip that fin at you.
And then what?
Come on, see him.
And then noise. What's the second noise? Another one. He keep doing that one, but it's the other one.
He'll make a clicking noise, too.
And then do what?
He full of noises.
He sounds like Scooter saying daddy.
And flipper's full of damn noise. Y'all come see him this weekend.
Wait. Do your dolphin noise.
It's what? What you talking about?
Dude, what's that second noise he makes? No, the second one. That's the first one.
I don't remember. He makes a lot of noises.
He just did it. He made the hee-hee-hee one.
Flipper make a lot of damn noises. Y'all come see him this weekend.
You just don't remember any of them. But you just did.
Yeah, I don't know. He makes a lot of damn noise.
You said he clicked, and then he made a noise.
Yeah. He makes all kind of damn
noise. You said the click was, brrr, brrr, and then another one. Then what does he do? Is it like that? Do it. Because I want to compare it to something. Go do it.
Which one was it?
He one. Yeah. Now the next one.
That's about it.
No, it's not. You did a different one.
Y'all come out to Paint Rock Preserve and see Flip. See that damn shine fish, whatever
dead.
He is.
Bleeze He's that dead is. By now. He's dead. He's straight up dead. You got a dead fish on your hands.
I see y'all.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.